Have you ever
Trevor,
have you ever heard
that you don't like to be places at a certain time?
Well, that's the ultimate goal. Is did you turn off your recording now? This is, I can say, holy crap, is that going fast? Why is it going so fast?
It's milliseconds.
It's 20 freaking, oh man, it's just going.
It'll
fade. Oh, what were we talking about? The Alamo?
Oh, how are you saving the Alamo?
Oh, saving it? Well, I bought little pieces of it and I put it in envelopes and then I put it in my savings account.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're called
Alamo Savings?
Alamo Dollars. Alamo Pesos. I don't know. What do I know about the Alamo? I know. Have you ever been there?
But you were going to save it.
Save it?
Oh, wait.
For what?
No, you got to do your time machine first.
Oh, yeah. I got a time machine. Yeah, okay. So, you ever think about stuff like that?
Yeah, sure.
Are we doing the? Are we going to the thing?
Yeah.
All right. Say we think about like.
We're doing the thing. This thing. You know.
About the Alamo?
No. What were we talking?
I thought we were talking about another different thing.
Yeah, we're talking about all kinds.
Oh, I like it. It's a lighter thing. It's good. Oh, you know what's not a lighter thing? Is there really an absolute?
A
break? No. Bud Light.
Oh.
Absolute train wreck.
Wait, I thought we were going to talk politics.
No, we already talked. Oh, we didn't get that one. Oh, you want to tell you we're going to do that one again?
What are we doing, Chuck?
All right.
What are you?
I don't know, Michelle. Are you wearing, you're wearing your orange shirt.
That is my orange shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, so, I realized that a minute ago it has like a bunch
of. Are you an astro? Okay, so do you know who George A. Hormel was?
Oh, back to George.
Are we doing that one?
I mean, we can if you want.
No, we'll save it. Anyway, what do we. Alright, so what. Now, one of these days. What the?
I missed. You're
throwing everything.
I am.
Okay, what do you want? Here's my point. Here's my point.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes.
Do you have a point?
Well, not with that attitude.
Occasionally.
Actually, I want to call this whole episode off.
No.
I don't know what we're doing.
We don't either.
What are we talking about?
It's editable.
It's editable?
Yeah, not edible. Editable.
Look,
I've been throwing trash lighters over there. So, do you have another lighter?
No, you threw them all across the room. No, we have none left.
You had the blue one.
Yeah, you threw it somewhere.
I did not.
That's
it. The pink one and the red one.
It's over.
Oh, it's over there on the floor on the other side of your
couch. No, that attitude for crying.
That's exactly the attitude it needed.
All right, then. All right, Michelle, I want to talk to you about what are your ideas on... social progression.
Whoa. You just took me way off. Social progression?
Yeah. Social progression.
Social progression.
Pronouns and his, she, theys, and all.
I think it's more like social.
Like Hispanics that are Nazis and like whatever.
I feel like it's more social regression.
Well, hey, be careful, because I don't want you to get in trouble with your teaching stuff. Don't make an OnlyFans. Apparently, you can get fired from being a teacher if you have an OnlyFans.
I don't even know what that is.
And apparently, you can get fired from Hooters for having a...
Well, that's how I lost my job at Hooters.
Yeah, you lost your Hooters job because you opened OnlyFans?
I don't even know what OnlyFans is.
I don't really either, but I think it's okay. Actually, I do know a little bit about the. So like,
you have a lot more time to like explore the.
No, I've read some. I haven't been to OnlyFans, but I know what it is. So like, I'm like a lady. Or a girl, or whatever, like, I
Why do you idealize you identified that way?
No, I'm not a lady.
I'm judging you.
Freaking, come on.
I care about you. You're my friend. And I care about you. You identify however you want.
No, I had a troop. And his name was Grubbs. And
was he was a cook? Like,
huh? No, he was a horse rubber. He's the biggest redneck you ever seen.
Oh, okay.
He would break rocks and all this. Mm. But he was a little guy.
Oh, so he could fit down in the tank?
No, he's I don't know. What's the tank? I don't know what you're talking about. You got horses? You got a tank? That's not the. That's not what I'm talking about. Why do you always got to bring it? What? Why do you always got to talk about the tank, man? That's freaking gross.
I thought you had to be a certain size to fit down to do the controls.
And a freaking horse?
No.
I'm talking about horses. Oh, yeah, it was good at that. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So no, you're onto something there. Most people don't know that the smaller you are, the better you are at mobilized artillery. That's actually true.
All right.
You know, okay.
That and
I respect and horse you're shopping. Right.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I don't know crap about horses. But I know with the artillery. No, this freaking guy, and what are you going to pull me? I'm talking about this guy.
Of this guy, Grubbs.
Grubbs, right?
He was not a cook, so I had nothing to do with Grubbs.
No, he's just a little bit of guy that, like, want to start a fight with him. You know how, like, short guys are. They want to start fights
every day. The Napoleon complex?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And, and anyway... Yeah.
A lot of those.
And he's loudmouth and blah, but he could break horses and knew stuff about cattle and blah, blah, which I don't know anything about horses, cattle, or whatever. I know that cattle aren't horses.
Yes.
So I got that much going for me.
Yes. Horses
but anyway, so...
Horses are usually taller.
Yeah, I think horses, they kind of got the horse face, and the cows, they got the horns.
Well, sometimes.
Anyway.
Not always.
So, that's friggin' third.
But I've never seen a horse with horns. That would be a deer.
Well, the milk, okay, sure. Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Or elk.
A horse with horns would be a deer?
Or an elk.
No, what if it's a longhorn?
That's a cow.
That's what it says. Is that not what it said?
Yeah,
oh, that's a horse with it. No, you're can't,
right, Trevor.
You can't put a horns on a horse. That'd be a unicorn. You just put
that's
the
just
horn.
One horn, not
right.
Not
and they're,
plural
they're,
horns.
Okay. Come on. For crying out loud. I'm trying to tell you a thing about this guy, about Grubbs.
Yeah.
And you're like pulling me out of unicorns and freaking, I don't know. And we're like, you were stuck in line at a Taco Bell parking lot. That's
what
you
want
to go get tacos? No, I want to.
That's
Tuesday.
Do.
We're going to make good.
Now you do. And you're like, let's go get tacos and burritos.
Who are you talking? Anyway.
Let's go get tacos and burritos.
All right, you tell your story then. You don't want to hear my say? You tell your story. All right, Michelle. You tell me how it is with Grubbs on his OnlyFans. You know, this is, I can't finish my freaking thing. You tell me it.
Hey, Trevor, tell me about Grubbs
on
his OnlyFans.
No, you can't throw it back. That quick. You interrupted and broke the whole freaking thing.
So I gotta come up with something.
Yeah, there
random
you go.
So you can get your story back on track in your own head.
No. Okay, I tried for a significant amount of time to tell my freaking story, and you would. Well, I don't know how long it was,
what
but it was significant.
What is significant?
I think like 8 minutes was significant.
I don't think we need
to
go
8 to 12 minutes. Didn't you say you knock it off at 24? All right, so where do you want... What, you don't like my story, so what's your story, Michelle? Grubs and his OnlyFans account?
I don't know. I just...
Bronco busting and his freaking forklift driving and his...
Glue sniffing. Oh, wow. Is that what the OnlyFans
is? No, I just added a few things. I don't know what he was doing. No, you don't want to hear my... I'm not going to tell you the details.
Oh.
So, since you interrupted... Since you interrupted... I'm talking about... If you just let me finish what I was saying, and now you made it this way... You see what you've done? Now, I'm not going to finish this story. I'm not going to talk about Grubs. And you... Now, it's on you. You don't even know what Grubs did.
Did he start...
Now, are you happy? Are you happy, Michelle?
I was thinking maybe...
No, it's all yours now.
Started a restaurant.
I'm not talking anymore. I'm only talking to interrupt you when you try to talk. But now, it's all yours. Michelle's going to finish this episode, and she knows about Grubs and his OnlyFans and all the OnlyFans and Hooters. She's gonna finish it. Everyone, just so you know, Trevor was trying to tell a story, but now it's Michelle's story.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
Go. Do I have to put the numbers on the ladder golf before it goes out to the...
Are you freaking kidding me?
No,
Is that a serious... Say that again louder to the thing.
So what, they heard me? Do I have to put the numbers on the ladder golf before we get it out of the tool room?
Is that your question right now?
No, I just turned my head and thought of it.
Okay. No, I'm not explaining anything you're saying.
Okay.
There's going to be so many confused. Yes.
What? Our listeners are going to be confused?
They're not confused when I finish the things that I'm talking about, but you're talking about a thing nobody knows anything about.
Hey, Trevor. So, I heard about this guy, Grubs.
You heard about all Grubs?
And something about his one and only?
One and only, yeah. Okay. Tell me more. Like, did you get very far?
Tell me more. Like, did he have a car?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
You tell me, Michelle. You tell me about Grubs.
Okay. Wait, I thought you said it was Grubs. Is it Grubs or Grubs?
Yeah, I mean, if you know them, you call them different things all the time.
Oh, well, yeah. There is that.
I don't know. You tell me. This ladder golf thing, I don't know, we should bring in an authority.
Was he good at golf?
Well, not as far as I know.
I mean...
No, why are you asking me questions? You cut me off.
Okay, so...
And you're asking me... No, you're the one telling the freaking story, because you cut me off.
Okay.
So you can't ask me questions. This is your whole thing.
Did you hear about Thaddeus T. Grubs?
Thaddeus T. Grubs. Oh, yeah. It was Benjamin Thaddeus Franklin's son.
Yeah.
He invented pogs. But he had a duck for a grandmother. Which was weird. Because everybody didn't respect ducks at that time.
Ducks are respectable?
Well, no. Nowadays.
Oh.
Don't get in a hate crime duck thing. Don't. If you see one coming at you, just lean down. Just duck.
Just duck.
You don't
want until the goose comes.
No, don't get goose either. If you get goose, that's sexual assault. So you gotta dodge the ducks and avoid the goose.
Okay.
That's the way it is. How come I'm telling... You're the one in charge of this story about Thaddeus Steve P.J. to Thomas Watson.
Grubbs.
Yeah. In the OnlyFans. No, whatever.
Well, you know, I only...
I don't know what an Only... I think, like, that's a word... They should call it Lonely Fans.
I don't even know what this is.
No, I think it's like you're like a... Okay, so you put pictures on the web. What am I telling you, right?
On the interwebs, the Al Gore bin?
No. Don't. That's a good freaking crack.
I know, right?
All right, so
that
don't...
That was funny.
Don't... If we don't have that...
Oh, you can't laugh. At my joke.
No, your joke. But like, I want to, if we don't have it, I want to do the bit again.
Oh. Bit. I'm biting.
Alright, so what was your OnlyFans experience?
I don't even know what that is, so I can't tell you.
Oh, man, what are you talking about?
You're in charge of the sports thing.
Sports. Only the fans. Of the teams. Now, what it is like, people like put, well, not like us.
Okay.
But like young people, but like. what are you laughing?
We're young at heart.
All right. Well, okay. Well, now, America, correct me if I'm wrong here, but like, say you work, say you just, you're not good at anything.
Okay.
But you are good at something. This wouldn't happen to you.
I didn't take that as a compliment.
And it wouldn't happen to me because I'm good at stuff too.
Yeah, you are. You're really good at a lot of
but
stuff.
But if you aren't good at anything.
Yeah.
Then you take a few naked pictures and you put them on OnlyFans of yourself. Oh. And then people pay you $19 to see your naked pictures.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, like, a lot of women are, like, making some money off this.
Yeah.
But the other side, nobody talks about, like grubs.
Okay.
Is that, like, guys that do it, too?
Yeah.
Sitting on horses and, like, freaking roping cattle and whatever, they do it, too.
Yeah.
They're making, they're a bunch of homosexual people or whatever.
Yeah.
Are paying them a lot of money, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we don't freaking stop it.
Okay, so this guy, this person.
Yeah, Grubbs. I think I said that already.
Grubbs,
yeah.
Was,
It was a little short, it was like a Dorito that was, like, had legs. And a very small person. He's a hilarious guy.
And triangular.
Yes.
Okay. I have. Did he have dark hair? I pictured dark hair.
No.
You didn't have any.
It was like a fan. Like, you ever get one of those Chinese fans?
Yeah.
Is that?
Oh,
he
always
had
a Chinese fan in his face?
No, can I say? That's how his teeth were coming out of his mouth.
Oh, okay.
And,
so he had crooked teeth.
Yeah, freaking like a Chinese fan.
Huh?
It was probably
you can hide that.
I'm not making fun of him for his teeth.
Okay.
I'm just stating a fact.
Didn't he have free dental?
No! Yeah, people think you're in the army, you get free dental. That's not how that works. Yeah, you don't get free anything in the National Guard. Anyway, so I had like this freaking... It was probably about 125 pounds.
Wow.
And he was like, he was a funny guy, man.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, he was gonna die. His DNA wasn't on his team. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so he opened a OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know, like one of these porn things.
Like, was he making cash on the side from all this?
Yeah.
Nice.
And he would brag about it, right?
Wow.
And, you know, and he'd be like, because he was a Bronco, like, he was actually, like, not a rodeo guy.
Yeah.
But, like a for real, like, ranch guy.
Okay.
You know? He didn't go, he would go to rodeos.
Yeah.
But he wasn't like, and this guy was 125 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he figured out that, like, if he got on a horse with no pants, like, completely naked.
Yeah.
You know, or, like, was grabbing cattle with this cowboy on, with the lasso, whatever. Like, people really liked this.
Crap.
Okay. Well, gay dudes, I guess.
Okay.
Really liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, it's always making like a couple $100 a month off this OnlyFans thing of him walking around naked.
Naked with the animals.
Okay. Yeah, with the cattle and the horse.
Okay.
Anyway, they're like, hey, it's hard to tell. You gotta go talk to Grubbs. Tell him to knock it off with this, whatever. And so I gotta talk to Grubbs, all right? And I'm like, hey, man, are you like being on it? Because I ain't seen it either.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just telling me. And I go, and I'm like, hey, man, are you getting like naked on the internet or whatever? He's like, oh, yeah, man, yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm making like $80 a month off this.
$80. Hey, wow.
Man, fat $80.
Yeah.
I'm making $80. And it's like, what are you doing? It's like, oh, I just walk around some horses and people want to see my wiener. You know?
Wow.
And I get all this money. And I'm like, okay, that's not good.
Yeah, you can't do that.
They're freaking army. You got to stop.
Yeah.
And he's like, how you tell me that? How you tell me this is the way I pay my bills, Sergeant? How you gonna tell me I gotta stop doing that?
Huh?
And I'm like,
that's a valid point.
No, it's very valid.
Yeah.
Very valid.
Yeah.
And I go, well, I don't know, Grubbs, but these guys over there told me I gotta tell you.
Your rank said
to stop doing that. And he's like, are you going to make me stop doing it? I was like, nah, I'm here. I don't care.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I was supposed to tell you.
And I did.
Yep, I did. I told you, stop doing it. And I never saw any of it. But I was just thinking about this 115-pound guy sitting naked on a horse. That's just hilarious to me. And he's making money off the... And then I asked him a few months. I said, hey, Grubbs, I told you to stop doing that thing. Are you still doing the naked stuff on the OnlyFans or whatever? He's like, oh, no, that got weird real fast.
Oh.
I was like, what do you mean it got weird? You're like, oh, no, these guys were texting me and they wanted me to go to Brazil. So basically they're trying to, like, somebody saw him and were like, yeah, was trying to hoodwink him and like kidnap him. It's like, oh, well, thank goodness you didn't go to Brazil with those bunch of, but, yeah, the army's totally broke into Michelle. That's a lot. Oh, yeah, tell me what
you're... That was the point, was the arm is broken.
Oh, that was your point?
Oh, I could have told you that, like, back in the 90s.
No, but you can't say that kind of crap. I can't be like, hey.
Like, I can say it.
Hey, Dave, come here and pick up this artillery round and put it in that cannon. And then Dave's like, I'm effing Jennifer. My name is Jennifer.
Yeah, we might be crossing lines on this one.
Well, how's that work? I'm just asking.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying.
Oh, sorry, Jennifer. Pick up the artillery round and put it in the cannon. I'm done. This country gets everything that's gonna happen, it deserves.
Oh, I hate to think that way, though. I really do.
You're telling me about the potato heads you got in your classes, and Braden can't read a movie. My own son can't read a movie.
Well, it's not like you raised him from scratch.
No, I'm like, hey, here's a comic book, here's a story, here's a Bobby Day. Can't keep gas on a freaking... The level of
And you can't count my kids, because they're...
I'm not counting. I'm not talking... I didn't say a dang thing about our kids.
They're not mainstream kids,
so... No. Oh, what do you mean? Who's mainstream anymore? What's the mainstream kid? Is Tom Cruise the mainstream kid? He's only 5'4". What are we talking about? Who's gonna be the Billy Bat to save the day at the end? Who's the next John Wayne? They can't even spell John Wayne. We got nothing left. Joe Biden doesn't know he's president.
Well, there is that.
I'm not talking about a political this or that. I'm not for Donald Trump. He's a jerk, and Joe Biden, he doesn't even know. My point is this. It's lost. It's done.
It's lost.
It's done. Yes, my point is lost.
Yes.
My point is lost. It's done. The experiment is over, and it failed.